Is this the best place you've been, you reckon, to take on port in the 2 years?
In regard to what?
Form, player availability.
Yeah, look, our form's okay. Player availability will determine tomorrow when match committee's finalised. We're not exactly sure what we'll have yet. But our form's okay. Last week we weren't great in the first half. Thought our second half was as good as we've played probably this year, other than the Sturt game. But are we in a good place to take on port? It's no different to any other game from our point of view.
You take a bit out of Balaclava, first half especially, was pretty good.
Yeah, I thought the game was real high quality. We just ran out of a little bit of path, and all credit to Port. When they had the opportunity to put the game away, I thought they did it better than us. We took a few things out of that, but no doubt when you play Port, we don't know what they're going to have. They probably don't know what side we're going to have. It changes each week.
Well, Harry, yourself, you had a couple of hiccups early in the season, but things seem to be rolling nicely now.
Yeah, won the first two, and then dropped two, and then we've had five in a row, so... the West Adelaide game is probably our best performance in the last 5 weeks, and it's been a four-quarter effort, something that we've been trying to chase for a while. We've been a little bit inconsistent. Started well, finished poor, started poor, finished well. So, look, really keen against the Crows. It's our fourth contest in the showdown from a Stanford point of view. We know it's a massive rivalry with the AFL, and that gets filtered through to our players. They've spoken about it this week. We expect a big crowd, hopefully, to get out here. There's no footy for our supporters, the AFL. So an opportunity to get out here and see a really good game between two really good sides.
The form of the AFL team and the mood of the place, does that sort of filter down to your team? And it wouldn't be great here, I mean, given the loss against Carlton and that sort of thing, what's happening?
I wouldn't say it's not great. I mean, you've got to be inside to understand whether it's great or not. But look, we're not happy with the way we're going from an AFL point of view. But what we can do at the Sandfall is just worry about what we've got in front of us. And the Magpies have been playing some really good footy. We've got some boys in really good form, and we're really excited about the game on Sunday.
Another chance for these blokes to actually put their hand up, I suppose.
Yeah, look, there's all that. There's a game next Thursday against Sydney, so I'm sure post the game on the weekend that some boys, if they play well and ask what we want them to do in the game, and that's play hard and play for four quarters and, hopefully get a win. And we know that the Crows will be really strong. Their form against Sturt was outstanding. Their second half last weekend was very good. So we know there's a challenge, but there's an opportunity maybe that presents next week against Sydney for some of our boys.
Do you tell them that, Buddha, explicitly? Do you say the boys aren't travelling that well at senior level? You've really got a chance to launch your career, so to speak?
Look, I think they're smart enough to understand that, what happens at the AFL, and all we can do is really focus on what we need to do, and that's go out and try and win, play four strong quarters and get as many people in form as we can.
What turned it around again for Sturt that game?
Look, we've had a couple of high-quality players back in Douglas and Crouch that week. We went with a plan against Sturt. We were able to implement that over four quarters. That was basically it. I feel that our form this year has been a little bit patchy. Our good stuff's really good. Hasn't turned into wins, but the style we're playing is how we want to play. It's just being able to implement that for four quarters. That Sturt game we were able to. Last week we didn't do it for four quarters. We did it for a half and we weren't good enough in the end.
Well, she's likes to have two games in blokes before they play in the senior side. Do you expect Brad Crouch to have another crack with you guys?
Yeah, look, Brad trained this morning. Got through the session really, really well. We'll finalise the squads tomorrow for both AFL and SANFL. He trained strongly this morning.
Have you seen his come back from the foot scare and the injury?
Well, he's played one game. His game against Sturt was really positive. Had a hiccup last week. Trained fully today, so hopefully that's the end of his injuries.
Could he be Adelaide's answer to Ollie Wines? You reckon that real tough inside play if he gets a proper run at the AFL level?
Look, Brad's a quality player. We've all seen what Brad can do. Where he plays this week will be determined tomorrow. He's a quality player. Is he Ollie Wines? You guys will make that call in the media.